Yeah, big day here in the Valley of the Sun. Tonight, Footprint Center, downtown Phoenix, 8 o'clock tip between the 18-2 Golden State Warriors, 17-3 Phoenix Suns. Here to talk about it from the Golden State perspective, their radio analyst Jim Barnett joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You've called a lot of great, big, important games, obviously, in your time with the Golden State Warriors, but we were talking earlier about just the importance and the eyeballs on a late November showdown. Is this about as good as it gets in late November?
Well, you got the two best records in the league, and I really think so. Two teams that can really shoot the ball, make a lot of points for you. They're exciting to watch, both teams. They've got exciting players. Players that are capable, you know, Devin Booker could get 40 points any given night. And we know Stephen Curry and what he can do. He's already had a 50-point game this year. And he's the best three-point shooter, obviously, in the league and probably ever in the history of the game.
When you take a look at the Warriors, from your opinion, what has made them click so well this year with Klay Thompson about to rejoin the team? But my point is, this is all happening before Klay and James Wiseman has come back. From your vantage point, how has this all come together for Golden State?
Well, it's, for me, I've been around a long time, and I've been an analyst with the Warriors, first on television for 35 years and now the last 3 years on radio. And I'm surprised, to tell you the truth. I did not expect this. There are a lot of new players on the team, and somehow they've really come together. And they've been so much better defensively than I ever expected. And that's the biggest surprise is that, you know, when you look at their defensive prowess and where they stand, you know, they're number one in points allowed per game, number one in field goal percentage allowed. Their defensive rebounding is tremendous. They don't give a lot of second chance points. So they're really good defensively, and they're doing without a big man, you know, because Kevon Looney plays center and Draymond Green plays center. They both play power forward and whatever, but they don't have, you know, James Wiseman, who was the second overall pick in the draft a couple of years ago, and he'll be coming sometime in December or January for sure. So, but they just really hustle, and they get after you. And a case in point, the last game, night before last, in L.A. against the Clippers, want to play, you know, they're a good defensive team. They want to get down and dirty. It was a very slow first half. In fact, the Warriors only had, I think it was a 44-42 game at halftime, and the Warriors had scored 100 points or more in every game this season. And I thought, well, there's a possibility they might not do that. Let's just hope they win the game. But then they exploded in that second half and changed everything. I think they got 61 points in the second half. But here's the main factor is they got 19 steals in the game the other night.
Wow.
19 steals, which is I can't ever remember, and I didn't look it up or anything like that, but Stephen Curry had 6 steals. He's so proactive defensively. He knows where the ball should go, and so sometimes he beats the opponent to the ball. So that's what surprised me about this team is their defense. I knew they'd be able to score a little bit because you got, you know, Andrew Wiggins is having a heck of a year. He's been really good over the last 10 games, by the way, averaging, you know, 22 points a game. And he's just, when he's not the number one option, he's a killer for you. And he has free reign in there. And so he's getting single coverage, not double coverage, like he did in Minnesota. Jordan Poole is a third year player. He's shooting real well this year, a little inconsistent from three, but he's more consistent this year. And, you know, the last week on the road, he had a game where he got 32 and 33. So he can score for you too. So they've got a team that, you know, and I will say this, Draymond Green is the toughest 6'6 player I've ever seen in this league. And if they didn't have Draymond Green, they'd be a 500 team.
Wow.
But he's that important. He's really just as important to me as Stephen Curry and what he does.
Yeah.
And he leads the team in assists about 8 a night. And he helps Stephen Curry. He knows how to get Stephen Curry shots when Stephen Curry gets double teamed and they're pressuring him all the time.
Jim Barnett, Warriors radio analyst, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Obviously, we're no strangers to seeing Golden State reel off a lot of wins, and I'm a bit surprised like you are, Jim, but 18-2 at this point, and it might be premature, but do you sense in what you've seen so far any similarities between this year's Golden State team and the vibe they had when they were just running roughshod over the Western Conference and the league, you know, when they won those three championships?
Yes, I do. You know, first of all, they got a lot of the same key players when you talk about Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. And then you're going to get Klay Thompson back sometime here in December, and that's going to help them. I'm concerned about Wiseman, who was very, very green still, only 3 years in college, and he only played about half a year last year because of injury. And how he's going to integrate himself in. He's a good 7-footer. He can run the floor. But he's, you know, he's experienced. And in this league, as you know, here in Phoenix, one person who's made your team a heck of a lot better is Chris Paul, because he's been around the league so long and knows how to play. And, you know, he comes to play every night and he gets into you. And so it's a lack of experience with him. He's got talent. But, you know, you don't want to fool with things. When you're 18-2, you say, "Well, we're doing things pretty well." I do think, though, they've had a favorable schedule. It's going to get tough. You know, they got two games in a row coming up here with Phoenix, and then they're going to go on an Eastern road trip in about 10 days or so, and that's going to be a test for them as well.
Yeah.
So, I think yes, it reminds you know they've got good vibes. They've got positive thinking, and they're good at both ends of the floor. That's the whole thing too, is, you know, this team is good offensively. You know, they're the highest scoring team. They've been number one in field goal percentage all season long, but I think now Phoenix is number one, and it goes back and forth. And they just do all the right things in the offensive category of getting defensive rebounds and not getting a second chance points. And so they're a complete team at both ends of the floor. That's what's gotten them there, is that they play defense too. Not only the offense, but they play defense.
I read that Klay Thompson showed up to the G League affiliate in Santa Cruz and made his first 18 shots in practice. What does his impending return mean, not only on the court, but spiritually to this basketball team?
Well, it's going to be a huge thing emotionally. You know, he's missed 2 years, but I didn't realize, because of COVID and all of the shutdown and all of these things, it's now over 900 days since he's played an NBA basketball game.
Wow.
And that's an eternity. And I think it's going to be, you know, it might be a little tough for him to come back, and he's not going to be in midseason form. But that's one thing about it. He has been practicing. He's, you know, he's doing full court drills. He has been doing that. You know, 30 years ago, as soon as you could play, oh, you're back in the game. But they don't do that now. So they're bringing him around physically slowly to make sure he's really, really good, because they don't want to take any chances whatsoever. But he's a shooter, and he will always be a shooter. And I don't think it's going to take him too long to get that shot back. And like you say, he made 18 in a row. You know, a few years ago, I went to practice and I saw Stephen Curry. He made 93 threes in a row. Okay?
He
made 93 threes in a row.
That's just insane.
In practice.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yes, I would get tired just counting those, Jim.
Well, you know, I used to, when I played too, I used to count free throws. And I think one time in my life, maybe I got 78 in practice, you know, just on my own, 78 free throws in a row. And I was an 80% shooter. I wasn't certainly a 90% shooter like Curry is. He's 94%. But he's just unbelievable. And so it doesn't surprise me when you said 18. I thought you were going to say 18 in a scrimmage or something like that, and that would be something. But 18 in a row is no. Well, I kicked my. I was doing, you know, color on television for 35 years, and about 10 years ago, I was in Charlotte, and I took my coat off before the game. I used to shoot corner threes before a game, which I never do anymore. I made 19 in a row from the corner with a tie on my shirt and tie and dress shoes. So
still got it, man.
Hard for NBA players
there
to do.
There you go. It's like riding a bike, my man.
Jim, thanks so much for the time and the analysis. We appreciate you carving out some time for us today, Jim.